we're going to move on to Syria. And today in the second largest city of Aleppo, university students have taken to the streets there calling for political reform. Elsewhere in the country, hundreds of women carrying white cloths, olive branches, they've been protesting the arrests of dozens of pro-democracy demonstrators. Let's go now to Mehdi Moussaoui from the BBC's Arabic service. Mehdi, I hope you can shed some light on what's going on in Syria, because we've been trying to get through to people all day and they're scared to talk to us.
Well, it's been a similar situation here where, but as someone said, from this person actually called from outside of, he called using an outside number. He's in Syria, but he's using a foreign number. He's calling, and he said that people in Syria can only make national calls. They can only make and receive national calls, and that's why he was using a foreign SIM card to call us and tell us what's been happening. He said that yesterday, there were more than 1,000 people who demonstrated in Aleppo University, and the numbers are growing across Syrian cities. He says that there's been a huge crackdown on dissidents, on pro-government demonstrations, pro-democracy demonstrations, and that there's been an increasing number of police visibility in the city that he's calling from, in Dara, as you guys know it. It's been, you know, growing, and it's increasingly tense. And he was very fearful when he spoke to us, but he was intent on speaking to us to let us know what's been happening.
Okay, well, Mehdi, do stay with us. I just want to listen to a clip of an interview a colleague of yours from the Arabic service recorded yesterday with a woman in the Syrian village of Baida, which is about 10 kilometers north of Banya. Here it is. Okay, Mehdi, obviously a woman in terrible distress. What, can you just talk us through what was going on in that clip?
Like you said, you can tell she's in clear and deep distress. She's saying that the security forces have entered her house, and as I think you can hear the children wailing behind her, she's saying that they've entered our house, and she's pleading with God for some sort of intervention, because obviously it's a very frightening situation. And she kept saying, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, let something change." And when the interviewer, the anchor, asked what's been happening, all she said was that they've entered the house, and they're going to the house, as God help us. And she carried on wailing.
Okay, well, Mehdi, do stay with us again. In the studio with me now is my colleague Sarah from the World Have Your Say team. Sarah, as I've been saying, it's extremely difficult to get a hold of people who will actually talk to us, but you've been looking on some of the social media. What are people saying?
Yeah, we spoke to somebody earlier, and people are just afraid their phones are being tapped, that there's going to be reprisals for speaking to us, so nobody was willing to actually talk to us. There are lots of videos making their way onto social networking sites, though. One from the town of Al Baida in northwest Syria. As you mentioned, there's been huge amounts of protests there with women and children carrying olive branches, demanding the release of the men that have been detained. You can hear that in the background now. They're chanting, "We want the youth of Al Baida." And obviously very passionate in what they're saying, and there were hundreds of them on the streets in the videos that I saw. Another video that's being shared a lot on Twitter is from Dera. It shows people breaking down the statue of Hafez al-Assad, who was president of Syria for 30 years and is the father of the current president, Bashar al-Assad. The men in this video are shouting, "No more fear, no more fear," over and over again. And there's huge amounts of this on Twitter. What I've seen just before coming into the studio, many people retweeting reports that the protests that you mentioned at the University of Aleppo, which is in Syria's second city, have turned violent. Demonstrations there have been detained. A lot of people saying that there's a smaller demonstration going on at the University of Damascus. And I saw one tweet there saying that people's dormitories were being raided and their computers and mobile phones were being confiscated. And Vayam, who's Syrian but currently in France, has tweeted, "I'm really worrying about the situation in Syria. The struggles are closer and closer to my village, and I'm scared for my family there." So obviously a lot of concern for what is going on.
Okay, Sarah, thanks very much. That's Sarah from the World Have Your Say team. And Luna in London has just called in.